Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
The Kenai Peninsula College is hosting an indoor trick-or-treating event on Tuesday, October 31st from 4 to 6 p.m. at their Kenai River campus in Saldatna. This Halloween event is a way to keep the kiddos safe when the weather gets too cold while still letting them show off their spooky costumes. According to Ruby Glacier, the communication specialist at KPC, this event has been going on for years, but it had to take a break due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The college decided to bring it back last year, and it was a huge success. This year, everyone on staff is getting into the Halloween spirit. There will be candy and games for everyone to enjoy.
It was a huge success last year, and it just made all of the staff and faculty even more excited to participate this year. And so we've been working a ton on decorations, and different departments are doing like themed group costumes and that kind of thing. So we'll have lots of candy for the kiddos. We're going to do a little bit of kind of a scavenger hunt as well. It's a lot of fun. It's a ton of people, but it's a really good time. And the nice thing is it's all inside here at campus. So no matter what the weather is, it's a great place to come and do some trick-or-treating.
Glacier says that events like this are a great way to bring everyone together and show their support for the families in the area.
Doing community events is part of what we do at KPC because, you know, we're here for our students, but we're also here for a larger community. We have community members that use our spaces for different meetings and things like that. So in addition to being a resource for specifically students, we're also just a resource for our community in general.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly will seek disaster proclamations from the governor for Eastside Setnetters. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly approved a resolution during its meeting on Tuesday night to request a disaster proclamation from the governor for the Eastside Setnet fishery. The resolution brings Cook Inlet Setnetters one step closer to receiving relief for lost revenue following the closure of Eastside Setnetting for the entire 2023 fishing season. An economic disaster declaration by the governor would allow the legislature to appropriate funds for assistance grants, and the governor may recommend in the governor's budget that capital projects be planned for the area to be accelerated. If the governor consents and issues the disaster proclamation, the Assembly is requesting that the state of Alaska implement a recovery plan that provides private assistance and takes other actions that benefit commercial fisheries participants and others that rely on this important fishery resource. 2023 was the first time the Eastside Setnet fishery had been closed for a full season since the first Cook Inlet cannery opened on the banks of the Kisilof River in 1882. A memorandum with the resolution states, "The cultural and social loss is both emotional and painful. The economic loss is great, and it is to this loss that the Eastside Setnet fishery seeks government help."
This is a fifth out of the last 6 years that I've been working on these disaster declarations, and it's very meaningful when you take the action that you do.
Said Setnetter Ken Coleman, who gave testimony on the resolution at the Assembly meeting.
As these things become chronic, and many fisheries around the state are becoming chronic for many different reasons. Some are allocative, some are weather-related and biologically related, but they're meaningful, and I can tell you from our community, our setnetters are very appreciative of your time and efforts.
The Assembly's resolution calculates an estimated financial loss to Eastside Setnetters of $7.46 million. Spread evenly amongst the 435 permit holders, this represents an average loss of $17,135 per permit. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
U.S. Senators Dan Sullivan and Chris Van Hollen have introduced the True Reciprocity Act of 2023, legislation to address the substantial imbalance in the relationship between the United States and China across a number of sectors, including diplomacy, trade, media, and non-governmental organization activity. Coming up, we'll take a look at our news headlines from Thursday.